I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
John Show. I'm your host, Tommy Johns, joined by Dapper Dan. What's up, Dan? How you doing, brawler?
What's up, Tom? This time we're not going to open the conversation by me thinking you're just saying my name.
Oh, yeah. yeah. when we started the Skype call, I was just like, Daniel Marley, and he thought I could hear him, and he was just answering, but I couldn't hear him.
I just kept saying his name back, and he just kept responding with my name. So I just kept responding with his name, and we were just saying it in different, like, pitches. And, yeah. I realized he couldn't hear me.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
And so then I could, miraculously.
That was a good way to start out a Skype call.
Yeah. How was your week, dude?
It was good.
Yeah, did you do anything fun or, you know, just...
Nothing. Not a single thing. Stayed inside, away from people. No, I worked. I hung out. I hung out with a girlfriend, and we watched the movie Onward. Do you ever see that movie?
No, that's the Pixar one?
Yeah, it was good.
It's good?
It's very D&D-esque.
I like D&D.
Chris Pratt and Spider-Man. What's his name?
The new Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Because I was going to be like, yeah, Tobey Maguire.
It was good. I mean, Pixar.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was nice. A nice little tale. It was my girlfriend was crying. She was bawling her eyes out by the end. And her son was just walking up and down and bringing down pillows. He's got pillows! Like, and I'm just trying to watch this. Because he had seen it. She wanted to watch it. And she's like, you haven't seen it? We got to watch it. I'm like, all right. And he's like, okay, pillows! And just bringing them down. She's like, you're going to go? She's like, go make popcorn.
Moms, man. So it's Women's History Month. We got to shout out the moms out there.
Shout them out.
Shout them out. I'm a big fan. I like mine.
More than just a month.
What?
All year, man.
All year.
Moms. All year. This is now a mom's podcast.
This is, yeah. before we get into the show, I just want to mention a podcast that I'd like to shout out. Have you listened to this podcast yet, Dan?
I don't know.
Recorded by, you know, your brother-in-law, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Tailgate Talk with LJ Smith.
Yes.
He's got a podcast. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on all the podcast platforms. I think he uses Anchor.
I was talking to him about it.
And it's good. I've listened to the first couple episodes. I have the third one queued up here.
Sent me that today, I think.
Yeah, and... It's good, man. He's just talking sports. It's, you know, I mean, if you're into sports, he covers. I mean, it seems to be a pretty wide range of different sports. I mean, you know, from what I remember from what I've listened, he's covered from hockey to baseball, to like women's soccer. So,
and even if you're not into sports, he's gonna get you into sports because it's that good. It really is. You know, just check it out.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, you're not going to get a better recommendation from us. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but, I listened to the first two episodes. They're good, and they're like 15 minutes long. I think one's like 10 minutes, one's 15. And they're very informative. He has a good cadence to his voice. And
he's got some broadcasting chops.
Yeah, he does. He certainly does.
So, Tailgate Talk with LJ Smith. Definitely check it out.
Check it out.
Just one. I meant to mention it last episode, but I forgot to write a note down. But I wanted to get it out of the way this time before we forgot again. But let's get to the real meat and potatoes of the show. I want to know what your thoughts are on nipples.
Not everybody's got them. I think that's. Can we say that? Most people got them.
Most, I think, probably a undeniable majority of people have nipples, right?
Like I would assume, but you know, I can't say for certain because I haven't seen or has even. I mean, I guess everyone sees their own nipples, maybe, unless you got a fear in your own nipples. You don't take your shirt off, which is understandable.
I got a question. Do you lose your nipples if you get like a double mastectomy, like the women who are prone to breast cancer? I don't know.
I really don't know that.
Do they just take out the breast part, leave the nip? I don't really know. I mean,
no clue.
I don't want to leave them out, considering we were just talking about Women's History and Moms Month.
Yeah. I don't leave them out.
But let's just say a large majority of people have nipples or at least one nipple. I think if you lose one, like if you're going to not have a nipple, you're mm-hmm. going to only lose one. I don't think it's like a lot of like, oh, like a 2-for-1 deal.
We know
deal.
That for, is it, are you saying that for certain?
I do. I cannot say that for certain, but this is my assumption.
All right.
I don't think people come to us for facts.
I don't think they do either, but you know, I think but, we
I
should,
mean, there's
we
always
try.
That possibility.
I think we owe it to the truth.
True. True. So, I'm a nipple guy. Are you a nipple guy?
Yeah, I mean,
still get excited. I still get excited
still
about
get
nipples.
Excited. What do you mean?
Like, I mean, female nipples. I mean, guys' nipples. Sure, I like them too.
Sure. You know, it's not the same, but the sure.
Same. Now, isn't it, like I was thinking about this. Isn't it so? It's like bizarre to me, man. Like what? You could, like. Like boobs, like we're attracted to boobs because we're straight guys. We like boobs.
Okay.
I think we could put that into the world. Isn't sure. it for me? I don't know if the nipples, like even if the whole boobs out there and just the nipples covered, it's like, isn't it? It's like what is the point?
What do you mean if it's like blocked by something?
Like if somebody like all right, let's say that there was a little circular.
Is what you're saying?
Like if there's a little circular, like Band-Aid that you just like a pasty or whatever
pasty.
You put over the nipple.
Uh huh.
It's like, it's a nice boob, right? I'm not gonna deny this a nice boob, but like, I need the nipple, you know. Like. To excite me.
Okay, that's fair.
But isn't that weird? It's like, it's such a
small part.
I will
say that. Yeah, I will. That thought, while it's weird to say, well, explain when you were, but mm-hmm. getting to the point, I'll agree with you. Yeah.
But yeah, if it's like, it's such a small part of the boob. I mean, it's not like,
That's not everybody. That's, I'd say. You know, who knows? Maybe some people prefer that. Like, I don't want to see that nipple. Ugh, put that away. Put a pasty on that.
Could you imagine?
Who knows? I don't know. I can't speak for everybody. Dude, that's the thing. There is people. Everybody's got something.
That's true, man.
Somebody's something.
Do you know anybody who's into feet?
No. Not. I can't say for like certain.
Yeah. You
know, so people are like, they're probably into feet. But I
think one of our friends is.
Okay.
That we were talking about right before the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. So I don't know for certain.
We don't know for certain yet.
That's a one where I'm like, yeah, I think that person may have mentioned that at one point, but I don't know. That's like when you're younger, things get made up and things get said.
True.
You don't, true. And that's like a bold thing to be like, yeah, they're definitely into it as far as.
But, yeah. I mean,
I don't know what you're referring to because that I do have that memory. I'm like, I kind of remember that too.
I don't hate feet.
The accuracy of our memory of, you know, high school.
But for me, with feet, like I can tell the difference between a nice foot and a not nice foot. You know, like I'm not like some guy who just sees feet as all like that's just a foot. Like, you know how like some people say I don't see color.
Frodo Baggins.
Like I'm not one. Yeah, I'm Frodo Baggins. Nice feet, a little hairy, but nice. So I know what's a nice foot, but that doesn't make me aroused when I see a nice foot. I'm just like, oh, nice foot, you know?
Yeah, you can, you know, and I hope they can take that as a compliment. That it
I
is.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I've been told I have nice feet, and I take it as a compliment.
What you're trying to say with that is you're not aroused by it, but you can see that how someone else could be. Because it's a nice foot.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I guess, like, for me, I'm attracted to hair. I like a certain kind of hair, so I understand. Hmm?
On the feet?
On some mid-digital hair, yeah, on the feet. No, like a woman's hair, I am attracted to a certain kind of hair, for sure. So I could see where the foot thing comes into play. But it is a strange phenomenon. I wonder if, like, you know,
there's probably reasons for it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I remember watching, was it Mindhunter, and some of like the serial killers started with this foot fetish, and I think it's a lot of taboo stuff. It's like,
yeah, they always I mean, that's the thing, they associate it with like negative, but there's a lot of people who just like feet.
Yeah.
Not like psych, they're not psychopaths.
I will say I like feet because they allow me to walk, you know?
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine having no feet? Like, obviously having no legs would suck, right? But like having no feet, it's almost like just chop off the rest of the leg too, you know?
I don't know about like, that.
I would need. Probably not.
I can't really speak on that.
If yeah,
you have to ask an amputee what's best, but
yeah, ask a guy with no legs. Like, so, let's say I can give you back your legs, but you don't get the feet. Would you do it? Like, you wonder what they'd say. But like, I guess like there's like ways you can put like, yeah, like prosthetic shoes on to help you walk. I imagine. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Again, people don't come here for the facts.
I don't know if they do.
They might.
But they should.
Oh, I don't know if they should. I think that might be a bad idea. But well, if you do here. Come here for the facts, welcome.
Stanley agrees we have all of the facts.
Yeah, Stanley does agree that we have some straight facts. He said that TikTok is using our clips as facts these days. But I don't really know.
How's TikTok going?
TikTok's all right. I made a couple more videos. They're not popping off.
The cleaners.
Like Anthony Franco's pizza cleaners. You know, it might be a one-hit wonder. We don't know. Time will tell. I still have a lot of content to put out there. Follow me on TikTok at Tommy Johns. Like, share, subscribe, whatever. Yeah, man, I just wanted to talk about nipples. I was just thinking about the other day, like how, like, so like there was a like, so I'm in the beer industry, and like, there's all these like, beer.
And there's all these nipples.
There's all these nipples. It's crazy. Now there's all these beer like influencers. A lot of them are women, like good looking women. And they take a picture with like the beer and whatever. And a lot of people follow them. And there's one, it was just like called like Floppy Jalopy or whatever.
That's her name?
On Instagram. I'll tell you what her name is.
Okay.
Hoppy Floppy. Obviously Hoppy from the beer.
That's and very like, different from Floppy Jalopy.
Yeah. And like she is like, as you can imagine, she's got some gazongas. She's got some big old floppies.
Okay.
And like, I guess because she's a private account, she gets away with a lot. But like, she'll post these pictures, like, and she'll have like the pasties on the nipples, and some of them are just like she's wearing like something that's see through. You can just see the nipples. But like the one I was just like scrolled past one, and I saw that there were, you know, she had like no, like her nipples not showing, but the rest of the boobs were. And I was like, hey, see, it's not exciting. I don't know. I mean, I need the nipples.
We're right back to the nipples.
I know. I just had to clarify where the thought process came from. But
Okay. That's where we're. It comes full circle.
It comes full circle.
It's a beautiful story now.
It really is. Now I do want to. I was thinking about this the other day. I was talking to my lady, right? And I just like actually I was watching a TikTok and they were talking about like, you know, shitty food that you should just eat because why the fuck not? And one of the things that came up was the 7-Eleven taquitos. Have you had these?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we used to get. Remember, we used to get those like after bowling.
Oh yeah, we would do
like the gambling bowling, and we got lucky so often, like with striking when we needed to.
Oh yeah,
We make like $100, like $100-$200, and then we split it and go to fucking.
Definitely not legal. Definitely not legal. Yeah, I do remember that.
Dude, that was so much fun.
It was at Curtis Lane's in Ewing, New Jersey. But yeah, so I had this flashback of these taquitos, and it wasn't that. When I was in my freshman year of college, I was at Drexel University in Philadelphia, and a lot of times I would get like hungry in the middle of the night, and I'd just be up, so I was like, like all like the food places on campus were closed, but there was a 7-Eleven like right off campus. Now this is like West Philadelphia, so like not the safest place. And I would just walk there middle of the night by myself to 7-Eleven. Nothing ever happened to me, thankfully, but like it was probably more dangerous than I thought at the time. And I'd go get taquitos, and I just thought it was funny that I would get these taquitos, and I had this weird fear. I don't know if it was because it was late, and this would happen every time I did it. I'd go get the same taquitos, so it wasn't like I was like so afraid I wouldn't do it.
What kind did you get?
I like the jalapeno cheese ones.
Oh yeah,
jalapeno cream cheese or whatever. Those are good. Good. They're like a jalapeno popper.
Some of them are good. I just know they're gonna be heartburn. It's like,
oh yeah. I mean, they're gross. I mean, they're good, but they're gross.
100%. That it is. I will agree with that statement.
I've gotten like I remember at a. This is a little off topic, but still 7-Eleven. Like they had like a rewards program, and when I was drinking a lot of Monster, I would stop at 7-Elevens for Monster, and whenever you bought stuff, you get like points. So I get the Monster, and then like you just get like free taquitos. You get like free. Like pizza slices. I don't know if you've ever seen that like shitty pizza they had.
I've eaten that pizza.
Yeah, I got a lot of that pizza, and it's gross, but you're just like, you know what? It's something. I don't know. It's free. But anyway, my fear with these taquitos, I had this. Do you know those shock videos? Like two girls, one cup, etc.
Yeah.
Do you remember one where this it's like an Asian girl, and they like took like a funnel, and they put like eels in her butt.
No, I don't remember that. I'm sorry.
You don't remember that?
Nope.
I
never got that one. Thank God. Jesus.
So yeah, there was this video, man. And they took this funnel and they put live eels in her butt, and then it's like she'd like shoot them out of her anus, right?
What?
Swear to God.
Why? Is that like safe? I would be so. Oh, I'm just like.
Like that one would get stuck down there?
I don't know. They're just moving. Like, I know.
It was so bizarre. I'm telling you, I have not seen this video in over 10 years. and it is still vivid in my mind.
I don't understand why that was a thing. I mean, I do, as like a young boy, just like, dude, because you would see it or someone would see it, and you're like, I have to show someone else.
Yeah, you can't be alone in it, you know? See,
yeah, someone showed me this. I'm like, why'd you show me? That was always what it was. I was like, God, there's so many stuff. I was like, I wish I didn't see that.
So, like, obviously there's the image of those eels going in the butthole, whatever, and her shooting them out. And, like, you know how, like, Asian porn is, where, like they're, like, so high-pitched, and it was, like, very vivid. And I don't know why, but, like, I would get the taquitos.
This is a fear in Philadelphia?
This is just this was just a general fear that I had, that I would bite into the taquito and one of those live eels would be in there. which doesn't make sense. I was walking through the hood to this 7-Eleven in the middle of the night in Philadelphia, and that's what I was afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
Eels in a cooked taquito.
I get it. That's something that will stick with you.
It really is. And
it's a rational fear. I understand.
Is it though? I don't think it makes sense that there would be an eel in the taquito, but I couldn't help but think that maybe. But on the topic of the eels going in the butt, that seems crazy. Right?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
But
I mean, I just don't know why you let a live, like, little squirmy. Who knows? Like, you could die. I don't know. Could you die? Couldn't it just, like, go
I
up
think there's feet? There's risk in everything. I mean,
especially, like, bacteria or what? I really don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like, I don't know. If they're filming it, maybe it's all right. But then again, it was foreign, so who knows? So I wouldn't want eels up my butt.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
But that being said, I could maybe fathom pushing the eels back out, feeling good. Right?
Okay.
Because like the eels are like super slimy and whatever, but like so yeah. It does feel good to poop, right?
Sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, I wish I didn't have to do this. There's sometimes I'm like, I really, and there's just like, you look down and you're like, oh God, there's so much blood.
Yeah, I mean, that's been happening to me a little too often lately.
Yeah, yep. That's getting older. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, I'll agree sometimes. It's like, this is nuts.
So you don't like the ones that are hard to push out, right? Because it's like, oh my God. But like when they finally do come out, it's great. And then like when it's like too easy, when it's like diarrhea, that's like not. So I imagine pushing those eels out is like having like a solid diarrhea. Like it's like, oh, you're getting like the girth of the eel. So you're feeling it around your butthole and it feels like a solid thing you're pushing out. I don't know if any of this is making sense.
Crystal clear.
It's like a diarrhea that feels good. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's what I would imagine.
Do eels bite? I get it. But the eel, can an eel bite?
I don't know. Wait, let me look it up. I'm going to look it up.
The video?
No, not the video. Do eels bite?
I'm sure some do. There's different species of eels.
Yeah, like they're showing like the moray eels. Yeah, so it was like
it wasn't moray eels. When does he die? When
fresh water? Oh, do freshwater eels bite? Although they do bite, eels are non-venomous, so they do bite. But like, how could they bite? Like, I don't know. It seems like tight in there. Like, it probably can't really, you know, move their head around to bite the wall of your, like, anus, I guess.
Why do you assume that they want to bite?
I don't mean. Maybe they don't even want to come out.
I don't know.
Once they go in there, it was like, oh, finally.
I don't speak for these eels. I don't know if anyone spoke for those eels. They don't have a choice in this matter.
It does. That does bring up a point of, like, maybe that was, like, some serious, like, animal cruelty. I mean, I know I wouldn't want to be shot out of someone's ass. Right? Or put in one, I guess. But
I agree. I'm with the slugs on this. Or slugs. The
slugs in there.
Slugs, dude, so much slower.
If animals that I would want to put in my butt had a list, eels would be in the maybe top 10. Slugs got to be.
A list?
If there was a list, I would say slugs are way down there. Like, those seemed like they could get lost. And then, like, you'd wake up and they'd be, like, slowly. Oh, I don't know. Not for me.
Not
that the eels are for me either, but if there was a list.
Okay.
But
I'm going to stay off all, like, animals in my butt list.
Yeah. Wait, what's the number one? I guess gerbils, right? Was it felching?
That's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that one either.
I'm good on that. I'd leave the animals out of the people.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're eating them, right?
I guess. Yeah.
Unless we're vegan. Are we vegan?
No, vegan, I mean, we're not vegan, but hey, if you want to be vegan, go for it. I'm not against it, you know.
I agree. Dude, I made a good drink tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I called it the Jabroni. Okay. Now, I think you'd like this. Have you ever heard of a Negroni?
I've heard of, like, I've probably heard of it.
It's gin, Campari, and sweet vermouth. And it's got, for lack of a better term, it has kind of a cough syrupy taste, but if you're kind of into that, it's pretty good. But I switched out the gin and put in Jägermeister.
Really?
And it was good. I called it the Jabroni. It was like, and I think you would really enjoy it as like a nice sipping drink. But if you even like sprinkle a little bit of Red Bull on top, I think it would be a little bit good. It's like
a true Jabroni.
Like classy but trashy at the same time.
Yeah. That's not right on my alley.
Yeah. I mean, you don't drink a whole lot these days anyway.
No, I don't drink. No. I'm not. That gives me the worst heartburn. And caffeine. So a Jägerbomb would not be good for me.
No, not at all. Got to keep you on the bland foods and water.
Water.
So I wanted to talk about some dead movie genres. At least from what I could tell. Like dead in the sense that it's not being made in a mainstream sense anymore. So I've watched, I've been watching, like, while I'm working out, I've been watching some movies on the screen. That's usually where you watch them. And just was like on Amazon or whatever. And one was Tommy Boy, which is a great movie.
Yeah.
Chris Farley, David Spade, Rob Lowe, Dan Aykroyd. I can keep naming people. Now I would categorize that, like, now Chris Farley was so unique, right? You know, I don't think we'll ever get someone like him again. That will come to the fore. Like, it's just like, that's not the comedy that will, at least the way things are now. Yeah. I can't imagine it.
It evolves. It evolves because, you know, comedy reflects society, whatever society is at the time, or because it's mainly like his comedy was very physical, very
slapstick. Yeah. I mean, I labeled it oaf comedy because he was kind of like this idiot, bumbling idiot, but, like, you know, you kind of like him because he's also really innocent.
Yeah.
Great movie. If you've never seen Tommy Boy, please watch it. I think it's on Amazon Prime, maybe Showtime or something like that. And I was thinking, it's like, I can't imagine an oaf, like that style oaf comedy being made these days. Like, I can't even think of an actor that would really be able to do it. I mean,
I think they try with Kevin James in like Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah, they definitely tried. I mean, I think like we're looking at like 2021 forward. I don't even think in the past couple of years. I mean, yeah, Kevin James was the last guy they tried to do it with.
Yeah, I think it that may be phasing out.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. I can like that character.
I also don't know if there's really any kind of popular actor that could pull it off. Like, I don't hate Kevin James, but I don't. He doesn't have me on the floor laughing, like someone like, you know, Chris Farley or even early Will Ferrell. I mean, obviously Will Ferrell's, you know, kind of diminished in his quality of movies as of late, but not to say there aren't a few gems here and there, but I don't know. I just wanted to get your take on that.
Hot takes?
Hot takes.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I can't really think of anyone that could Chris Farley it. Jack Black is very similar.
That's true. Jack Black, similar, but he's kind of like pretty much done with movies. At least that's what he said.
He's doing some things right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing him pop up here or there. But yeah, I mean, I can't off the top of my head. I feel like it'll go in cycles. Maybe we'll get one years from now. But
I think the tough thing is right now for at least comedy in like the sketch and movie, you know, part of it, is I think it's just SNL lately, I think it's been pretty weak outside of like, they got the Good Neighbor stuff guys on there who were hilarious, but I don't think there's any like huge, like it's just not what it was. There's not, it's like, there's no mainstays coming out of SNL. And that's like, that's where like a lot of that sketch comedy and comedy acting has like started.
Oh, you know,
over the past 30, 40 years.
I mean, you're getting some people coming out of SNL, yeah. But it's far and few between what it used to be.
It's not like, I mean, I don't remember the last time I sat down and watched SNL. I don't know about you.
Oh, no. I just watch clips here and there. Yeah. Like, and because they pop up on Facebook or TikTok or.
And it's very rare. It's like, it's very rare that I find one that I mean, personally, that I think is funny. I mean, I don't want to speak for everyone, but it's been pretty weak. I don't know if it's the writing or what or who they're trying to get to enjoy the show. I don't know. I think it's been pretty weak.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of, it's, they have to adjust and switch because people aren't sitting down and watching full episodes anymore. So they gotta, if they're gonna write, they gotta do better sketches, get better people, or, you know, I agree. I think I can't remember the last time but maybe that's me. Maybe we're not aging with,
could be
like maybe they targeted a younger audience. What we were was when we were watching it, we watched whatever we were being targeted. And now younger people are watching. I don't know, because I just haven't watched it. And I agree with that. I haven't really watched it in a long time.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, I've seen clips too, like, you know.
Like, but things, the clips are the only, like, the clips that get popular are, like, memes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not because the clip was good. It's, like, the one, I actually saw an interview with Pete Davidson, because his, that song, like, hold up, skirt, 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 like, it became, like, a meme song on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it got 28 million views, and their average TikToks get like 4 million. So like the only time they blow up isn't for like, it's just from becoming a meme. It was funny, but like that's more the physical comedy we don't see anymore.
No, definitely not. I mean, I don't know if it's people trying to be like, I think you can get to, like, it's good to have smart comedy, right? But I think you can go too far with it. Like, I think it is very easy to tell when the writers are trying to be smart, you know?
Yeah.
When you're just like, all right, well, you know, let's get, like, it's good to be silly too. I think it's like, and that, and silly and slapstick and like, you know, big bumbling
that's,
physically.
That's why I like things like, I mean, I don't know if they, people like movies like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, like that type of humor and stuff. It's not really aging with, I mean, I don't know. I still love those movies, but they have a lot more of that. Like the,
yeah, I do think that you can, I think you could show a kid, like a 10 to 13 year old kid, like a movie like Airplane,
mm-hmm.
and they will laugh.
Yes, I agree.
And like, and which by rights is a pretty dumb movie, right? With dumb humor, but like, it's like masterfully written. There's smart people writing.
A lot of dad humor. Like, yeah. What would be considered dad humor now?
But it's still funny. I mean, it's,
oh no, yeah. You can, it has good rewatch value.
100%. And I don't know. I mean, and I think there's a lot to be said. And I mean, even I think you could show like young kids, like the Marx Brothers and Three Stooges, and they you know, it still resonates.
Yeah. Three Stooges, because it's slapstick. But as far as when we went and saw Tom and Jerry,
mm-hmm.
and it was okay.
Which, yeah, you said was not good.
Yeah, it was. The story was just kind of like, at a certain point, they're a cat and mouse, but like, they work together here. They don't. They worked. You know, like it's a. I didn't think the story was that good. They could have made a better. You still know. I have seen the one where Tom and Jerry. Like, I grew up on this one where Tom and Jerry talk. And it was a movie, and it was it was a pretty good plot, and there was songs, and compared to that one, this one was trash.
Did you see that in theaters or on HBO Max or whatever?
On theaters.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. Also, like, I mean, I definitely believe you that it was just okay, like not too good. It's hard to say. Also, like, it's a
kid's movie.
It's a kid's movie, so like we're not the audience, you know. Yeah. It's tough. I don't know if your girlfriend's son liked it, but
yeah, I think he liked it.
Yeah, it is tough to say. Like, you know, obviously, like a lot of the Pixar stuff has some more adult themes, so it's like kind of easier for us to, you know, relate to it, and for kids to relate to it as well. So. You know, who knows, man? But another genre that I think might be more dead than the oaf comedy is it's like I've been rewatching the Lethal Weapons.
Yeah.
Which I love. I love those movies. I think they're awesome. And, you know, rewatching them has just made me be like, these movies were great. At least the first two. You know, third one's all right. But I think the buddy cop movie is dead as a doornail.
I agree.
Which is a shame. It's just a shame.
Yeah,
it'll
just change. It won't be buddy cop anymore. It'll be, they'll just, that, it'll still be like a story arc like that.
Yeah.
It'll just be, it won't be a cop because they're not, it's not trending. What, like Hollywood bases off, you know, what's happening in society. So they'll still be that type of, you know, lieutenant, whatever. They won't be cops.
Yeah, I wonder.
But yeah, I think buddy cop is dead. Like the actual buddy cop, because there was tons of those movies. Like Rush Hour is buddy cop. They may make a Rush Hour. That's the only thing I'll say.
Mm-hmm. Beverly Hills Cop.
But only because it's just Hollywood keeps regurgitating everything because they need to, like,
true,
like they will. And I mean, actually, also, Jackie Chan has a huge following.
Oh my God! Yeah,
like it's crazy. Like he, I didn't know how, because that was the one thing when I worked in Hollywood Boulevard, how many people wanted to go see Jackie Chan's house? Like, really? A lot of people.
I didn't even know if he lived there.
I didn't. I don't even know if he did either. I don't know. My boss told me it was where he lived. We just were. They were what we were told. Yeah, Jackie Chan. He lives in a big house. I don't know. They had to look up, you know, most of the places. So,
yeah, I mean, I could see another. I think there is another Rush Hour happening. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if I count like sequels. You know, like I don't think a lot of I guess new buddy cop movies are going to come.
Westerns, like new westerns, style westerns.
Every once in a while, we get a good western. I feel like. You know, it might be just like one random one in like a, you know, like a, you know, a off year. Like, I think, what was the last one I saw that I really, like Rover? I felt Rover, like.
Yeah, that was.
Robert Pattinson, Robert, Guy Pearce.
Yeah, that was very Western-y.
Yeah, yeah. Which I think the it's nice thing modern. About Western is it kind of can meld into a lot of different, not like genres, but like it doesn't have to be traditionally like a cowboy, you know? It could be like this kind of like lone guy in like a desolate kind of thing. Like I would even almost say that like Mad Max is in a way a Western, like sci-fi Western.
Oh, Western-ish. Like it has.
Yeah.
I can see where you'd get that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I like to see more Westerns. I mean, I don't know where the buddy cop genre goes from here. But, like, the one thing I noticed in, like, Lethal Weapon was, like, the smart thing they did was, like, it was never, like, just a regular criminal they were up against. It was always some kind of, like CIA front thing. Like, it wasn't, like, traditional cop shit. It was, like, oh, we're taking on something bigger than our department.
Yeah.
You know?
Which, while they screw stuff up until they get to that point.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And I think that works well, and I think that could still work well. You might not be able to do it as cops, but like maybe like, you know.
Dude, there were so many of those movies though. Like not as good ones, but just that genre. The buddy cop was.
It was huge in the 80s and 90s. I mean, it dies for a reason. So, you know, it is what it is. But we'll see if any kind of, you know, any resurgence. Like, we've had, like, the straight comedy version, like, 21 Jump Street, 22, you know, that in the late 2010s. But who knows, man. But veering off from movies... into food.
Okay.
Do you like food, Dan?
Sometimes.
Before we get into this, do you like understand? Like, I gotta think about how to phrase this.
Do you understand? You need it to live.
Yeah. Come on, Dan. Now, you know those videos of people just eating on YouTube, like people who just. Like Must gargantuan bag. Amounts of food. Is that, do you understand the appeal to that? Like that one is tough.
Of watching people eat?
You know how like they just set up the camera at the table, they have just piles of food.
Oh, you're talking about like overeat, like watch people. I don't know, it's a fetish. Yeah, I get it. It's like feet. It's like people like what they like. I don't
is
know.
That, maybe is it like sexual?
Yeah, so for some people like feeding people, some people like I'm telling you, people like what they like.
I think that was so
maybe
bizarre.
It's not sexual. It's like maybe some people get other things out of it. Just like that. I like watching people. I don't know.
I know that some of them do the ASMR version of that, and I get like that. Like people are into that, but like I don't know. Maybe it's like people who are dieting. It's like I could just watch other people overeat, so I could like at least.
Possible, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's multiple. There could be multiple levels to it.
But hey, to me, man, I.
Why not? If someone wants to watch you eat and you're cool with it, go for it.
No,
if you're not hurting anybody.
Do what you want. You know, everybody do what they want. But for me, it is bizarre. Very bizarre. Like I watch it with.
I don't want to watch anybody eat, but.
I'm repulsed. Hey. But so we're going to talk about some food. I want to do a little bit of a, you know, like a draft, a snake draft.
A snake draft?
Yeah. Do you want the first pick
of
the snake draft?
But for what? What's the premise? What are we?
Pizza toppings.
Pizza toppings. Okay.
Pizza toppings. You can get the first pick. So then you get one, I get two, you get two. And then,
I get the first pick.
You get the first and last pick, I believe. So let me write this shit down.
Oh, man. My number one.
This is a big one, man. I'm going to get two picks out of this.
So I got to say, it's specific to a pizza. Like, I like my favorite would probably be sausage on a Di Lorenzo's pizza.
I just want you to pick overall pizza toppings. So if it's sausage, you can pick sausage.
But I don't know if it, because I really like pepperoni pizza. Like,
so do I.
Like, I think pepperoni is like probably overall number one.
Is that your number one pick?
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
Okay. Dan starts with pepperoni.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good pick. That was going to be my number one pick if you didn't take it.
Yes.
So, all right. I will go. So I get pick the next two, and then you get two.
Okay.
I'm going to go sausage.
Damn it.
I mean, you had to know that was coming.
I knew. I did. I'm sorry.
And mushrooms. And mushrooms.
Oh, you got him. That was no. Okay. All right. That's fair. All right. Well, I'm going to go and I get two.
Yeah. You get two. And you can be as creative as you want.
What? I want peppers and onions.
As one and two? Or two and three for you?
Yeah. That's.
Those are good. Oh, man. What do I go for three and four for me? Peppers and onions are a good pick. I think, so I used to get like this pizza, like I don't know why, but I like a little feta on my pizza.
You know what? That feta was, it was, I was thinking of feta, but I have another cheese that I want instead.
And I also like, I'll fuck with some jalapenos.
Okay.
All right.
You get one more.
No, I did feta jalapenos. Two. I do three and four. So you did one, I did two, you do two, I do two until you get the last one.
So what do I do? I do two?
Yeah, you do two. So you're on your fourth and fifth pick.
Okay. I'm going to go Broccoli,
holy
dude,
shit.
I like, well, but it's broccoli with, what's that cheese?
Ricotta?
Ricotta, yes, ricotta. Yeah,
I knew you were going there with like a nice white pie.
Yeah, that's like one of the pies I love is just a white broccoli ricotta. It's phenomenal. I love it, like that. And maybe like a little, I gotta zip my mouth.
Yeah. all right. I'm going prosciutto.
Okay, yeah.
And this is, I mean, it's like never my first pick, but I am never unhappy when it's on there, is basil.
Okay, yeah.
All right, you give me two.
Garlic.
I mean, that's fair. And
bacon.
I knew you were gonna go for bacon before me because I knew you like bacon, a lot more than me.
I like a chicken bacon ranch.
Yeah,
but
chicken bacon
you're,
ranch.
You're not a blue. You're more of a blue cheese guy when it comes to.
I'm going to pick buffalo chicken right now.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Is that going to be different than like a regular grilled chicken? I think we could call it just a separate category.
Yeah, that's fine.
So a buffalo chicken.
And you say we can get creative, like.
Hell yeah. Now, buffalo chicken and I guess I should just go blue cheese dressing.
Yeah. Blue cheese coming in.
At number 8 for me. So you have 8, 9, and I'm going to do my 9, 10, and you're going to do 10 to finish it off. So you have 3 slots left, just so you know.
Me, right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. This is tough. This is interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna meatballs. I don't really like meatballs on a pizza. That's one I thought of, but I'm just going through like all the pies I've had. All the pies, I'm like, man. I mean, does mozzarella?
I think it's safe to assume every pizza.
Okay,
is gonna have. Mozzarella.
I just mean like you know, kind of like a. I really like margarita pizzas.
Like the big old. But that's still pizza. That's still cheese and sauce. So I think it's
okay.
It's still regular plain pizza in a way.
I mean, I like the taco basil. Pizza.
Is there like ground beef?
Taco A, Or, you know, it's really weird, but I really like the cheese steak. Like when they put the just pretty much cheese squares on top.
Like the American cheese.
Yeah, the American cheese. White American cheese.
Are you gonna say cheese steak and American cheese?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that.
Like you know, cheese steak or whatever.
Yeah.
American cheese. All right, how do I want to finish this off?
It's a tough choice.
It is a tough choice.
I'm sure there's some that we're just like missing that are blatant.
Yeah, it's possible. There's probably a bunch of veggies that we didn't even think of. We did mushrooms, peppers, onions,
most
broccoli.
Of the veggies. I mean, olives, but I don't really need olives.
Nah, yeah. I don't need them either.
Banana peppers, maybe?
Yeah, some people like that.
Ham?
Ugh, no.
Pineapple?
No.
All right.
So, my number 9 is I like an eggplant on there.
Okay. Yeah.
I like some eggplant. I like an eggplant pizza, and I'm gonna finish it off with one that I didn't think you would pick anyway, but anchovies.
No, I love anchovies.
You do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Dude, I have a container in my pantry right now. You want to come over?
Yeah, I like anchovies. I like anchovies on my pizza.
All right, that's fair. It's fair.
They're very salty, and I hate when you get the little bones in your teeth.
Yeah.
Like, it's like – because it's not painful. Maybe it's a little painful, but it's just annoying. Like, it's up in there, and you're just like, oh.
I definitely agree there. That's the worst part about eating them. They do taste amazing.
I do like anchovies.
All right, so you have your 10th pick here.
I get one more.
Yeah, you get one more.
All right, well.
You get last pick. You get first and last.
Lobster.
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 All right.
Yeah, they had a lobster pizza out in California. It was delicious.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. It was like a creamy butter sauce, and it was and then it was just like pieces of shredded lobster, and then like I think it was mozzarella cheese. It was like a white pie. Nice. It was like a personal, like a small personal pizza, but it was like $25.
I mean,
it was delicious. It was so good.
Yeah, I always see in like the gourmet pizza like section of the menu, I see a lot of shrimp scampi pizzas, which
yeah,
I should try eventually because I love shrimp.
But, I mean, it's pretty. It's just like on. It's like a shrimp scampi on a piece of bread.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I'm not a big fan delicious. Of the pizzas with pasta on them.
It's yeah, too much. I like a cheese and a sauce and like a you know the shrimp, but when you're just throwing bread on bread,
yeah, yeah,
it's yeah, I'm not really into those either.
Well, I think so. All right, so let's go through. So you picked in this order: pepperoni, peppers, mm-hmm. onions, broccoli, ricotta, garlic. Oh shit! What the hell?
Ah shit!
What the hell? That right here.
What did you do?
Oh, bacon, cheesesteak, American cheese, and lobster.
Mm-hmm.
I had sausage, mushrooms, feta, jalapenos, prosciutto, basil, buffalo chicken, blue cheese dressing, eggplant, and anchovies. I think we both have a solid team.
I think we do. I'm pretty bummed you got mushrooms because I do love mushrooms on pizza. Like,
oh man,
I will like that's my go-to mushroom. I just some people don't like them. I like all varieties of mushrooms. Mm-hmm. I like just they all have so much flavor to me.
So good.
I think they just add so much to a dish.
And let's talk about something that like can go from zero flavor to a million times the flavor from being raw to cooked.
Like, well, mushrooms?
Yeah. I mean,
I know. Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, it's like a crunchy, like, bland thing. And then you cook it a little, and it's so vibrant. Like,
yeah,
it's
crazy.
Usually it's a little butter brings it out.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Saute them in butter, but oh, my God.
So good.
Love them. Love them.
But that's going to take us to the rec room, man. What do you got to recommend?
Okay, so it's a...
Anime.
I don't know what was I gonna recommend. So I have, it's not really a recommendation because I haven't played it. I'm just interested in it. I was looking into it. It's called The Sandbox. It's like I went down like you know the NFT rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So there's this thing called The Sandbox, and it's a virtual plots of land that you can buy for cryptocurrency, and you can. They give you like this, you download like a game builder and you can build your, like, you can go and play other people's games. If you have your own plot of land and you're near people, mm-hmm. you can go and play other people's games and farm their coin, like whatever their cryptocurrency is, to buy more land. And you can build games. You can customize whatever your property that you buy. You can customize it with games and people can come play your games. And if people play your games, they like mine for you and you get a percentage of that. And you can also like rent out your land to game developers to just build games on your land. Atari rented out like a bunch of the land. So Atari has this big space on the map. And I think they think they're just going to make a bunch of games that you can go play. But it looks kind of like Minecraft. And like it's that style.
Oh, but yeah. Yeah, I think I actually followed this account on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I had been following them for a while. I didn't really understand. It just looked cool, the videos they posted. I was like, yeah, oh, cool.
So everything you make, you can monetize and sell on the blockchain. So, like, you can customize, like, if you buy assets and you can make assets in their, they give you a game builder and you can, there's like an asset built. Like, it builds, you have to kind of make them. But, and then you use their sand coins to put in these, like, to determine the rarity of mm-hmm. something, build it, and then people, you put it on the store, and you can determine how many there are, and then people can buy them and add them to their world, and then, I don't know, it's pretty interesting. It's a very, like, they're trying to make it so there's a reason for people, like you've spent X amount of hours on any game. The only thing you get out of it is, you know, going back and looking in it. They're trying to make it so that people can, you know, make money off of playing hours and hours of games or customizing something. And if other people want to come play their games, they kind of make a – they make a little fee. I don't know if they make a fee. Or they collect, like, the coin.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty – it's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty it seems sweet from what I've seen. Yeah, good recommendation. I have two recs this week. First is an album by Kings of Leon. When You See Yourself, brand new.
Wasn't that an NFT?
They did an NFT of it. So, I mean, obviously we're still all allowed to listen to it, but I think maybe one person owns the album or whatever. Whatever that means, it's, you know, I guess it's just, you get to say you own it, you know,
I own it. Maybe
like you own the rights.
Maybe he makes, maybe,
but, yeah, they did first band to ever do it. And the album itself, NFT aside, I know NFTs are pretty controversial in the art world. But NFT aside, the album's excellent. Definitely from, you know, first song to the last song, great, you know, good vibes, you know, solid, you know, like old school Kings of Leon rock feel with like the new school kind of mellowness, which is nice. I would recommend the whole album. There's a couple tracks individually that, you know, I've been enjoying, like the title track When You See Yourself, Are You Far Away, the two singles The Bandit and 100,000 People, and then Supermarket is a nice little mellow kind of Latin vibe to it. And then my other recommendation is the whole series of Dark. Since last week, I've finished the whole series.
Oh, I got to watch that. Wait, how many episodes or how many seasons are there?
Three seasons. First season's 10 episodes. Second and third are 8 episodes each. So it's pretty doable.
I'm going to have to watch that.
Dude, like, tonight. The first season's excellent. And then the second and third season is like, or even more mind-blowing. I mean, it is intense. You really got to pay attention. But, I mean, it goes from like time travel to like, parallel universe nonsense that's like insane, but they make it work. It is really good. So I think it's easily hopped into my maybe top five shows of all time, because Perfect. Wow. They do three seasons. It's like, you know, they're not trying to push it. They finish a whole storyline and that's it. Good. And it's good.
That's like Penny Dreadful. I like that. I like when it's just like, we don't have to drag it out and make millions of, like, because things get fucking drawn out and then they're not good because it's just a money grab at a certain point.
Exactly.
Make it good, make it short, make it sweet.
And it definitely helps that it's foreign, it's German. So, like, I guess the pressure isn't really there, you know? Yeah. Like, it can be all about the actual show. So, I cannot recommend this show anymore. I mean, like, than I do. It's so good. It's just, I mean, I don't know. Anyway, that's it.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely start from the beginning, Dan.
It's on Netflix?
On Netflix. This is a Netflix original. Yeah, it's going to do it for the show. I've been your host, Tommy Johns. You can find me at twitter.com/TommyJohns, patreon.com/TommyJohns, and the Nookshots Network, which is nookshots.com. You can find Dan at Rumor Rec, Dan and a Beanie. Don't forget to check out our buddy LJ Smith's podcast, Tailgate Talk with LJ Smith. And yeah, got any final thoughts, Dan?
Be great. Try and do not stop, for one day you will make it.
That's why I always say goodbye.
just spill your beans.